Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, June 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, Polk County detectives are searching two suspects in two separate incidents. One is wanted for second-degree murder, and one is wanted for attempted murder. Polk County Sheriff's Office is actively searching for two suspects wanted in two separate and unrelated incidents. 41-year-old Kelvin Ford, also known as Catman, is wanted for second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. His charges stem from an incident that occurred on Friday morning, June 18th, in the Brenda Lane area in unincorporated Auburndale. Around 11 a.m. that morning, Ford shot a man who was sitting in a vehicle. The victim then drove away from Ford, ultimately crashing on Old Dixie Highway. The victim was transported to Lakeland Regional Medical Center, where he later died from his injury. He is still at large. Also wanted is 49-year-old Tracy Bentley, who has a warrant for attempted murder. On Saturday night, June 19th, shortly after 10 p.m., deputies responded to the area of DeMille Road in Polk City due to reports of someone being shot. When deputies arrived on scene, they found the victim in the living room of the residence and had been shot in the head. The victim was transported to an area where she remains in critical condition. Tracy Bentley is still at large and was last seen in the DeMille Road area of Polk City. He was wearing a gray tank top, blue jeans, and possibly a green or gray ball cap. This excerpt is from Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
It's very important that we find Catman. There's a $3,000 reward from Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS. Tell us where Catman is. We'll have the cat in the jail, and you'll have $3,000.
Your local events. If you're looking for a great new job, then stay tuned because your jobs are up next on Hardy Midday. But if you'd like to network with potential employers on a career in a physical setting, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot next Wednesday, June 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Hardy County hiring event sponsored by Career Source Heartland. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida in Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, Alan J. Automotive Network is looking for a parts assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And One Hope United is looking for a child welfare case manager. Certification is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 99, cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Wind south at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 64%. The dew point 75 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 90%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 15,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon, with a 70% chance of rain, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The economic reopening of the country appears to be contributing to strong demand for beef. An American Farm Bureau economist says restaurants and other food service establishments have been trying to secure beef supplies in anticipation of pent-up demand. Grocery stores are also competing for beef supplies because more people may now be more comfortable preparing different cuts of meat after the pandemic. Farmers could face a huge tax bill if President Biden raises capital gains rates and eliminates a loophole for inherited assets, such as farmland. Senate Ag Chair John Boozman of Arkansas tells Agriculture.com farmland values have increased by an average of over 360%, or nearly $2,500 an acre since 1990, which would likely cost farmers and ranchers steep capital gains upon sale of that inherited asset. The proposals are unpopular in farm country and with some congressional Democrats, including House Ag Chair David Scott. The USDA has unveiled a new grant program to help rural communities create good-paying jobs and support new business opportunities in high-growth fields. Rural Innovation Stronger Economy, or RISE, is intended to help them identify and maximize local assets and connect to networks and industry clusters within their region. The USDA's Karama Neal says the RISE program will ensure critical funding and support long-term, sustaining economic growth in rural communities and regions that need it most.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A new broadband coverage map released by the Department of Commerce shows the digital divide in the U.S. is far broader than previously estimated. The new map uses more data than past iterations. Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack told a Senate panel that some private broadband providers can claim coverage in an area if only one person has access.
But the reality is about 64% of America has adequate access. That means that a large part of America does not.
The American Farm Bureau Federation states clearly that farmers and ranchers depend on broadband just as they do highways, railways, and waterways. Innovative farming techniques also require broadband connections for data collection and analysis. Among farmers, general computer usage and internet access increased from 2017 to 19. The number of farms using a computer to conduct business was up 1% from 2017, according to the USDA's latest Farm Computer Usage and Ownership Report. The report shows that over half of the farms in the U.S. used a smartphone or a tablet to conduct farm business, compared to 44% in 2017. In Alabama, 63% of farms had access to a computer in 2019, the same number as in 2017. 82% of Florida farms had access in 2019. That was up from 71% in 2017. And in Georgia, 80% had access in 2019, up 10% from 2017.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks rebounding on Wall Street and clawed back most of their sharp losses from last week. The S&P 500 was up 1.4% as the initial jolt passed from the Federal Reserve's reminder that it will eventually offer less help for markets. Oil producers, banks, and other companies that were hit particularly hard last week made the biggest gains. High-growth tech stocks lagged. Shorter-term yields fell. Longer-term yields rose in another reversal from last week's initial reaction from the Fed saying it may raise rates twice by late 2023. The Dow gained 586 points to close at 33,876. The NASDAQ was up 111 to 14,141. The S&P 500 added 58 points to 4,224. New York oil rose $2.02, closing at $73.66 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA playoff action Sunday. The Hawks are in. The Sixers are out.
The Hawks are in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 6 years, following a 103-96 win over the 76ers. Kevin Huerter delivered 27 points and 7 rebounds for Atlanta. Trae Young added 21 points and 10 assists.
We're happy we made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but we're not satisfied. So it's great that we're here. But we still got some games in the
John Collins had a double-double of 14 points and 16 rebounds in the Hawks' fifth road win of the postseason. The Sixers were booed off the court following their latest playoff disappointment. Joel Embiid contributed 31 points and 11 rebounds, while Tobias Harris added 24 points and 14 boards. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere, the Suns earned their seventh consecutive win, 121-114 over the Clippers. That gives them a one-zip lead in the best-of-seven Western Conference Finals. Clippers star Kawhi Leonard was out again. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to NHL playoff action Sunday, the Vegas Golden Knights even their Stanley Cup semifinal series 2 games apiece by outlasting the Canadiens in Montreal. Nicholas Waugh converted his own rebound at 1:18 into overtime to give the Knights a 2-1 win over the Habs. In Major League Baseball yesterday, in the American League, the Yankees edged the Oakland A's 2-1. Toronto 7, Orioles 4, the Astros down the White Sox 8-2, while Minnesota was too much for the Rangers 4-2. Kansas City 7, Red Sox 3, the Mariners beat Tampa Bay 6-2, Tigers 5, and the Angels 3. In the National League, Cardinals-Atlanta split a twin bill. Cards win the first game 9-1, Atlanta 1-0 in the nightcap. Nationals over the Mets 5-2, Cubs 2, Miami nothing. It was the Brewers down in Colorado 7-6, while the Giants pounded the Phillies 11-2, Padres 3, and the Reds 2. This is SRN.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today, people who still use selfie sticks really need to have a good long look at themselves. Think about that one for a moment. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.